President Bush has signed an executive order allowing people suspected of terrorism to be tried by a special military commission instead of a civilian court. It's a move that raises constitutional questions, and it comes just hours after the Justice Department announced that it has a list of people it wants to interview, 5,000 young men who are in the U.S. on temporary visas. NPR's Barbara Bradley has more.
Military courts have not been used in civilian cases since World War II, but the Bush administration believes they are an appropriate tool to prosecute terrorists. The advantage, White House officials say, is that it would be easier to protect methods and sources of investigators in military proceedings, and they can be used on any American property, including military bases and embassies. But others say the move raises constitutional questions, and the Supreme Court has looked dimly in the past at using such courts for civilians. National Security lawyer Jonathan Turley says military commissions could also undermine the credibility of the process.
This switch will appear highly opportunistic and suspicious, not just abroad, but also within the United States. It's a switch from the courts that actually have all the experience in dealing with terrorism, and the question will necessarily be why.
This was the second development today in the prosecution of terrorism. This morning, Attorney General John Ashcroft told prosecutors that the department is taking the war on terrorism to where authorities believe members of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist cells live.
We will refocus our resources on frontline positions. The war on terrorism will be fought not so much in Washington, but in the field, by agents, prosecutors, investigators, and analysts.
The Justice Department later announced that it has put together a list of 5,000 foreigners it wants to question. They meet three criteria. They're male, aged 18 to 33, who entered the U.S. after January 1, 2000. Department spokeswoman Mindy Tucker says the list grows out of what investigators already know about terrorist operations.
What we've done is gone out and figured out from our intelligence that we have on how Al-Qaeda operates, what countries they may plot attacks in and then come to the United States from. We've taken that information and come up with a list of people that we'd just like to interview. They're not suspects. We just want to interview them and see if they have any information that may be helpful either to our investigation or our disruption effort.
David Cole, a law professor at Georgetown University, says the criteria are way too broad and will sweep up innocent people. He believes the people targeted will almost certainly be Arab or Muslim because the hijackers were.
To paint with such a broad brush and to essentially treat as suspicious any young Arab or Muslim immigrant, I think raises very serious questions about ethnic profiling.
But Mindy Tucker says it's nothing of the sort.
This is based on what country they enter the United States from. It's not at all based on any other criteria. It's not based on national origin. It's not based on race. It's not based on religion. In fact, we have specifically told the U.S. Attorney's offices who are going to be heading up this effort and coordinating this effort with local law enforcement officials that we do not want them to ask about religious practices or beliefs when they go to interview these people.
Tucker notes that not all of the specified countries will be from the Arab world, but will include countries that the hijackers have used before as bases, such as Germany. Immigrant advocates say countering terrorism is a legitimate goal, but they say the government needs to be careful not to trample civil liberties in the process of achieving it. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.